Hello, everybody. I believe we're live. I am so excited about this broadcast. As you see in the title, it says the event before the event, manifestation activation in 2022. And I actually am already feeling really good energy connected to this year. So that's very exciting. And the more we focus our intent, the more we come together, the more we really just build the good energy through just giving it a voice and being consistent with what our intention is, we're going to pull off something really amazing that's definitely encoded in nature and a part of what this ascension timeline is really all about. So I'm going to go around and say a few words about everybody, then I'm going to hand it over to them to say a few words about themselves, anything they feel like, you know, sharing. So Dr. Charnel Wolverton, one of my dearest friends, just brilliant, amazing author. She does incredible roundtables and interviews and has created like a tarot. I mean, if you look behind her, yes, this is some of the incredible things that she's created. And she just works so hard and is in such incredible service to all of us, and really happy to have you here. And I'm excited to do this panel. And then we have Neil, his camera's off, but he might turn it back on. Neil from Portal to Ascension. Hey, I've known Neil for a long time, done a lot of events with him. He is just incredible. He pulls together so much every year, so much content from so many amazing people. And then he does brilliant presentations himself, pulls together panels and events like nobody else. It's really awesome. Great to have you here. And then I'm so excited to introduce Rocco. Rocco Nugent. I know that's a familiar name for a lot of people. He's appeared in movies. I mean, I'm just getting to know him and I'm so excited because I've heard so much about you, Rocco. And yeah. And gosh, yeah, please give us sort of a fuller picture. I know you're an actor and I think a producer, and obviously you're really, really switched on, which is so cool. And I'm just excited to do this panel with you and hear the information that you're bringing forward. So thank you so much for joining us. And I'm going to start with you, Dr. Charnel. Is there anything you want to add about yourself that I didn't say, or do you want to just jump right into what inspired this event and all of us coming together? Or you can do a little bit of both, whatever you think.
Yeah, just love you so much and love let Rocco. I don't know what you're doing, Rocco, but it's awesome. Hi, super cool. And I'm really glad that I could connect to you guys with Rocco and to your audience, because I think there's some really divine things with all of that. We've done a lot of stuff together in the past, and he's actually, I did a session with him. I've known his mom forever, and you got, just wait, it's going to be super cool. But yes, I'm already feeling the energies too. There's some kind of weird stuff, good stuff, whatever, some endings, some beginnings. You know, I'm just taking advantage. I don't want to say take advantage. I am exploring the new energies and choosing to ride on the shift that's happening. And since, you know, we've had the winter solstice, and now this new year, it's always a good time to just sit down and like really kind of reevaluate where you are now, what you have learned in the past, what didn't work, you know, what are you choosing to go forward, and to anchor those into some choices, not just like put them out mentally or emotionally, but, you know, sit down and really look at where you are and talk about it and manifest it. And so I had talked to Laura about doing some type of event, and she was like, we should really get Neil in. And I was like, oh my God, yes, that's perfect. And so we talked to Neil about it. And then we were like, let's add Brad Olson. And Neil has another lady that he's going to introduce. And then I was like, and we have to have Rocco on, and this is just going to be nothing like we've ever done before. And just the energies of all of us mixed with everybody who's watching and everyone who participates. I really see this as an opportunity for us to really create our path in this time, and not just like accidentally have things happen by default, but actually be consistent in each choice, each second, and being aware of the present now, and really working with the energies of the now, and then the now, and then the now, and then the now. And so that's kind of where I'm at. And of course, nature and all those things, but I'm just super stoked to have all of you guys. And I know Neil's going to talk about this lady. I'm going to say her name wrong, so I'll let Neil do it, but share. Yes, Neil.
Yeah. Yeah. So hello, everybody. My name is Neil with Portal to Ascension, and Dr. Charnel's speaking about one of the other panelist that's going to be joining us. Her name is Shariah Dharma. And to basically go with what you were saying and how it kind of manifested, right? How we manifested the manifestation panel is Dr. Charnel contacted me and said that, you know, they're thinking about doing an event and let's brainstorm and make it happen. And I recommended Shariah because she actually just synchronistically happened to be doing a manifestation event. When I thought of manifestation, I knew that she did that kind of work. But then I went to her website and the first thing there was manifestation event that she was doing herself. So that was definitely a sign. And we're bringing her on. She's going to kind of start out after we introduce the event. She'll probably start with like some sort of energetic download kind of activation for us to help manifest, you know, our realities and our dreams. And but the intention for this, and just to be concise with everybody here, what we're talking about is on January 16th, we are doing a panel, probably going to be for an hour and a half, maybe up to 2 hours. And it's called the 2022 Manifestation and Activation Panel. And it's going to be, you know, all of us here, Brad Olson and Shariah as well. The intention for this event is really to not only manifest the world that we know is possible, right? But doing the inner work to do that, but activate us. It's time to be activated. We have, you know, as Laura talks about often, we have dormant DNA, but we also have dormant memories. We have amnesia on this planet. You know, like it's time to activate and remember our divine selves, our sovereignty, reclaim it, make some changes on this planet. A lot of chaos has been happening, but how can we stay centered? And how can we move forward and still create the world we know is possible, even though the external world is like this? So this panel is really going to be just all of us sharing our passion with you all, and then, you know, providing some tools and techniques in order to do it. But beyond all of that, it's going to be an initiation that we're all going to go through together, you know, not just us on the panel, but also all the people that are joining in. And it's going to be fun and exciting. It's a good way to start the year. So if you want to join, it's going to be, I have already put it in the chat. I'm going to put it again in the chat now. And it's going to be in the description for this event here. Or you can just go to portal2ascension.org. It's under online events. And we hope to see some of you there.
Awesome. And it's going to be somewhat interactive, right? We usually do a bit of Q&A towards the end, maybe?
I'm down for that. Yeah, we should.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Okay, awesome. And I have a few words to share about the significance of the actual time and date that we're doing this after. Rocco, you tell us a little bit more about yourself and what your thoughts are about this event.
Yeah. Wow. Blessings. Thanks for having me. Dr. Charnel, thanks for magnetizing me into this timeline. Yes, we are all present, but also your cat is bathing itself and we are benefiting from that self-care practice that amazing thing is doing. There's a lot of different ways that I talk about what I do. I call it clarity doula. I call it an epiphany gardener. I'm a certified trauma therapist and a Raja Kriya yoga teacher and practitioner and psychedelic psychotherapist, and also just an artist that also assists other artists in clarifying and crystallizing their expression, which for a container like this, we talk about manifesting. And there's another school of thought that I come from and look at as really helpful and beneficial sometimes, where it's not so much about manifesting. Oh, creatures. Manifesting barking canines and cats and bears. Oh my. As we move through the woods of the unknown, manifesting is a really attractive idea. And ultimately, it's really only relevant for our ego mind, our time-based identity structure, as I call it. Because when we operate from the upper room, as Paul Selig calls it, you know, the high bliss timeline is already there. So we're talking about timeline shifting. We're talking about switching our electromagnetic morphogenetic anchor point to a dimension of reality that's already happening. So we're talking about manifesting a reality, but that's all kind of externalized, outwardly directed attention paradigm tactics, which is really helpful. And that's why I feel like a panel like this is such a blessing to be part of. And anybody who feels called to tune in will obviously benefit in the alchemy, you know, when two or more are gathered in my name, hire a mariachi band. I think that's what the old the Bible phrase says, something like that. So alchemy occurs when the divine name is brought forth. And when we're more and more bringing in our soul self geometry, our ego geometry gets kind of put on the back burner. It's not to meant to be put away to the side, but it is meant to be integrated. I think that's really what this new earth portal paradigm, ascension work, all the vernacular, the whole lexicon, all the vocabulary that comes with all these different orientations of spirituality, something I've been saying lately. I'll keep my profanity off of this channel unless it's encouraged otherwise, but sometimes
encouraged.
I don't want to be the only one.
Okay, cool. Well, I've been saying it in my sessions lately where it's just like, what the fuck is spirituality? What are you fucking talking about? What are you fucking talking about? There's no such thing as spirituality unless you're only a body. The body needs the concept of spirituality to be spiritual. But if you're a human having a spiritual experience, then yeah, you have a spiritual experience once in a while. But if you're a spiritual being having a human experience, then spirituality is like saying, I'm a fish being a fishiarian. It's like, you don't have to call it you don't have to call it an extra thing. But because of our hyper Saturnized paradigm and our emphasized identities, you know, culture and the 3D world emphasize our, people call it Christ consciousness. I call it Christ emphasis, because it's just about emphasizing which aspect of our identity we anchor into. And the world, the matrix, Babylon, babbles us as this river water crystallis into our time ego. It only exists here as separation identity slots that we plug into this matrix binary sequence with. So anyways, that's kind of what I do. So whether it's in art or music or synesthesia, I understand Christ in all of its formations, which is Krishna, which is the Christos, and plugging into the material or the mater or the mother with wisdom of Ma'at, that is Sophia. And when we unlock our genes and we become our own genie, those are the genes of Isis. That is our genesis. That is the beginning of us becoming conscious co-creators with the infinite that's already happening. So the more and more we experience this thing called bliss, joy, excitement, profundity, clarity. To me, the baseline state of Christ consciousness or crystalline emphasis identity is clarity. Just I'm clear about who I am, why I'm here, what I'm doing, what my dharma is, how to plug into it on a tangible everyday level. And that's not a linear pathway for any of us. So it's a fun alchemy, Hansel and Gretel through the wilderness woods breadcrumb finding exploration. And
yes,
exactly. What I do.
Beautifully said.
That was just brilliant. Oh gosh, that's so awesome, Rocco. And you really, you know, nailed it. And it's just so amazing. And what's so significant about this particular date is in February, we have the Pluto returns to the US, and that's in February of 2022. And we're talking about alchemy. We're talking about intention, manifestation. And when we go through a Pluto cycle, we go through the death, rebirth, alchemy, and transformation. But guiding this process with what our goals are and what our dreams are and what we'd like to see take place allows that creative energy when it goes through this process to eventually bloom and rise like the phoenix with our capacity to bring it into manifestation on such a huge level. I mean, we do this all the time in our own personal lives in how we manifest, but having a Pluto returns, which hasn't happened since 1776, and we know what year that was. It's very profound that we're going through this major, major initiation and growth period that they're trying to reverse or weaponize or stunt our growth in by throwing narratives that there are the opposite of what's actually available. Like we saw with the cover up of our faces and censorship, that was definitely targeting throat chakra and truth. This particular cycle is going to be about targeting our self-esteem. And that's why we see a lot of blame, shame, and victim games, depending on what we decide and how we make choices in the era of like mandates or tyranny and the rules that come along with it. And this is just going to help us to release what doesn't serve us. So I'll be getting into these kind of topics, what's going on astrologically, and just a lot about what these hidden dormant DNA strands are all about. I know I've talked a lot about it in the past, but I'm going to, you know, make it more in the context of what the theme is, which is all about manifestation, and also where we are in 2022 and what is coming forward in 2022. And of course, with all the different planetary alignments happening, we're not all going to experience it the same way. So a panel like this is going to help us to really be on the highest octave of all this and within ourselves, as Rocco was talking about, our divine blueprint. And I love the way you, I love the way you you change the words around, and it's just so brilliant, and really love what all of you have shared. So maybe we could go around and maybe a few words about what you're going to talk about, and maybe as you guys share, I can do a share screen, or should I do it afterwards? What do you think?
Whatever you choose.
Yeah, so I kind of just talked a little bit about what I'll be sharing, and the rest is in the description. I'm going to keep a little bit of it a mystery, but I'm really feeling good about what's happening in this year to come, because the alchemy is real. This is why this has been a prophesized window period. And we've been getting the sort of the projection of what this should look like through movies and media, which is so far from what we're capable of. And it's a great reunion, and it's something that's gonna feel good for all. And we're gonna walk together sovereign and in unity. And we're gonna starve the parasitic systems and be all that we came here to be. And it's a beautiful thing. So let's start with you, Charnel. What are you going to be talking about? I'll put the share screen on as you speak and just kind of scroll along. What do you plan on bringing to the table?
Well, I mean, I'm just going to talk about some of the opportunities with physical steps of things to sit down and do as an individual. And I'm also going to talk about how different things that we're actually going through can affect the physical body. And I'll give you an example that I just did some sessions, and even crazy things that you maybe not have thought of could be holding us back. And I specifically doing some testing had found out some things were going on with some health issues tied to some urns that were in my house. And I had specifically an urn from a dog, a cat, and two kittens. And then also I've had 7 miscarriages in my past. And so there was something linked with all of that, with some physical things going on, because 86% of anything that goes on emotionally, emotionally will affect you physically. And so if we can move out emotions or different things, then the physical symptoms just go away. And so I did a little ceremony, got rid of the urns. Urns specifically can do fibroids, tumors, things like that, cysts, and, moving out some of this stuff from my actual house is like a way to let go. And interestingly, when I grabbed everything to go up north to like move this out and bury it, put it in the water, some things were going in water, some things were going in buried, depending on the situation. I just thought I would be like, sure, yeah, I'll just pick up all this stuff and like put it up and get it in the car and I'll be out of here. And you would not believe how much came up emotionally. And I was like, damn, this has been like years ago. And yet here we are, like here I was like having this major transmuting time of letting go of even more. And so a lot of times I think with death or with things that go on, you know, you can trigger back and you can have this like spiral effect where you're like, shit, I thought I was dealt with that already. When really it's like, we're coming back, but hopefully in this spiral of coming up higher. And so as we're saying goodbye and or moving out some things that may not be serving us best, whether it's like clearing the house, clearing your body, detoxing your body, you know, making new choices with physical things, emotional things, detoxing that, then we're also making room for more of God and more of the new choices and the new energies that are, like Rocco said, already here and out there, but maybe not had an emphasis on it to be able to tap into those timelines to see what's there. And sometimes we just like see so much that we're not even seeing, like we're looking at something, but we're not seeing. And so I'm just going to talk about how we can tone in and focus on those things that may be in the way that we can move out, and then also make a path for what your actual specific choices are for this new year. And that way we can create something really beautiful together, because as we do everything individually, as everyone knows, this brings a collective shift for all of us. And it only takes a few of us to do it. So I'm really believing as we're moving things out and shifting and identifying those things, then we're clearing the way for everyone in this whole event. And then everyone who's watching. So that's kind of what I'm going to talk about.
Oh, that's so awesome. So if you guys noticed, the share screen went to me filling around and putting the link in the YouTube. I apologize for that. But I'm back here on the event page. And you can see all the speakers. We mentioned Brad Olson and Shariah, and then the three of us. And we really appreciate the donation and support. It helps us to do what we do. And I love it. We got just an amazing group of individuals. And so Rocco, yeah, your last name's Moon. I know I named your other last name, but that's awesome. And we'll talk to you now, Neil. What do you plan on sharing on the panel?
Sure. So I'm going to freestyle it for the most part. But what I'm going to probably dive into is I'm going to be talking about the universal paradox and lack mentality versus just the knowing that, you know, that everything is the way it should be, and how we create that reality. And part of that ties into what I say with the word ascension, since my organization is called Portal to Ascension, is that in the past, I've been told that people feel that the term ascension represents escapism. But to me, it's actually an opposite of that, because the only way we can create an ascended reality, which is, you know, obviously a world that we can have live in harmony, where we have our sovereignty and we live in peace and unity, right? And hopefully full disclosure and remembrance, is in order to really embrace and enjoy this moment now and find out what tools we can utilize in order to really embody this moment. So I'm going to be talking about just that whole of always looking for something and waiting for something. If this happens, then this will happen. And these if then statements just keeps creating that, because the universe is one big Xerox machine. It just keeps reflecting back to you exactly what you put out there. So if we're always putting out there that this whole thing is somewhere in the future for us, that's quite possibly what we're going to keep getting. So I'm going to be speaking about that while I'm doing my segment. But my segment's really going to be spoken word, breath work, and chanting. So I'm going to lead us through some spoken word pieces that are just activating pieces. For the most part, I'm going to be concentrating on the activation component, even though the whole lack mentality and being present really is about manifesting from a place of knowing. And then we'll be doing some spoken word pieces. In between the spoken word pieces, we'll do different chanting exercises so that we can use our own voices to activate our consciousness. And then we'll start out with some breath work as well. So for my part, it's going to be pretty much experience oriented and a journey to the cosmos through sound and spoken word.
This is such a great integration of energies too, as far as what we all bring to the table. It's going to be really, really well-rounded and really making the statement to the universe, especially as a team in unity consciousness with everybody who's tuning in. I mean, it's an unstoppable force. I mean, the whole deal is humans are very much on autopilot or very easily distracted or wrapped up in a patterning or a trauma or a trigger, to the point where we're either encouraged to medicate it and put a fake Band-Aid on it, or we're really going to do the work and process through it and get to the other side. And that's the most important priority of 2022. We don't have any time for anything but us stepping up to the best of ourselves. So tell us, Rocco, what about you? What are you going to be sharing?
You know, I'm going to share about the misconceptions about McDonald's and how it's actually really beneficial for, I'm just kidding. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about, but it's probably going to be influenced by all these other crystalline beings and beams that are going to be ultra light beaming into this, this cool moment. Although maybe I end up talking about, McDonald's actually, because it does feel like, I guess that is what I'm talking about. Well, we'll see. But so, you know, things like McDonald's, things like, the masks, the jab, the identity of America, the quantum kind of Akashic record of America, and especially this whole, man, maybe look at the recent codes from this movie Spider-Man, because it's very much about the codes of our merit, our America, and this interesting kind of Atlantis alchemy of Kemet that has now come together as this mishmash, kind of mosh pit of all genealogies, all timelines are present in the kind of the tip of the spear of the Western world, and therefore like modern humanity itself that manifested as this thing called America, and all of the distortions that come with that. And kind of like you said it real briefly, Laura, about, you know, starving the parasite, which that's what a fast is. And a fast, biochemically, you know, maybe some of us in the community, you know the benefits of a fast. But what about a pop culture fast? What about, you know, an ancestral karmic genealogy, you know, bionuclear fast, which sounds like some weird template phrasing, but as there's 144,000 of us that are like really getting lit into our high octave of perception, into our high octave of embodiment, which Neil, by the way, I'm excited AF to experience those embodiment kind of protocols, the vocalization, the toning, and the poetry. Sounds like it's going to be really fun to kind of drop out of any headspace and just right into the body. So thanks for bringing that forth. So I feel like I might play a bit of a jester role and look at how some of the chaos magic has really distorted a lot of our brothers and sisters away from this, you know, we're called spiritual beings, you know, it's a spiritual podcast. You know, we're wanting to talk about these elevated things while there is a large number of our reflections, which again, to Neil's lens there, it's like this quantum holographic field isn't creating new life. It's reflecting the stuff that the Christos individual souls are bringing into this mirror realm. It's not adding new stuff for no reason. It's reflecting stuff that we're bringing. So all this crazy chaos stuff, there are chaos shamans. There are shadow workers that are really benefiting from a lot of our brothers and sisters' unconsciousness. There's a huge theme in the past several years of a hyper identification of gender and of non-gender, but also in that a hyper identification of whatever they claim to not be identifying with. And so these kind of pockets of political gender, you know, pigment based polarization, it's a reflection of how some of us are, quote unquote, ascending, or really just means refining our vibratory signal into these upper octaves of intelligence, really. And while simultaneously, some of us are upper octaving, some are lower octaving. And that is really the reality of the new earth and the old earth kind of splitting. And there are those of us who it's our dharma to create bridges. So maybe I talk a bit about like the real hands-on practical remedies and applications of what someone can do if you are experiencing these kind of higher levels of intelligence, higher levels of soul self-awareness and fluency, and how to be a bridge, an active dharmic bridge from the old earth to the new earth, and you know, embody the light. So something like that.
Something like that. That's awesome. That's going to be great. I really look forward to hearing all of you guys. And it's just, going to be activating, because I mean, we breathe life into these things. When we breathe life into our unconscious self, we recognize that we're multidimensional. When we breathe life into our creative imagination, we realize that we can bring these things in and manifest them through consistency and through walking the talk, so to speak. Like you said, Rocco, not just visiting a spiritual experience, but embodying it to the point where it is our lifestyle. It's in our every moment. These higher dimensions are grounded and anchored in the physical plane. And like you were talking about anchoring of the Christ energy. And I love how you changed the Christ consciousness word. I can't remember what you said, but it was awesome. Can you just say, what was that again? The Christ.
Man, I wish I remember. Something like, you know, Christ emphasis or crystal. Right, Christ or, emphasis. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, totally. So real quick, I just noticed Sunday, which is the 16th, not just are we preparing for the Pluto returns in February, the sun is going to be conjunct Pluto on the day we do this panel. I can't tell you how huge that is. Mercury is just heading into retrograde right before that. It's going to be maybe a bumpy week as far as, you know, this is really testing people's identity, not necessarily people who are awakened, but the identity crises that people are going through make it very, very difficult for them to want to go through the awakening process, because it takes a certain level of humility to admit like, oh, wow, maybe I was aligning with something that was distorted or hasn't served me or is the reason behind my illness, because the energy, you know, is there before it manifests in the physical. That's why I talk about the weaponization of ascension symptoms. You know, it's going to be symptomatic to go through a transformation cycle, but if they can cause a sphere of it and exacerbate these things by putting such a huge microscope on something, then the collective is participating in enabling an artificial timeline because it's being harvested and used. And, you know, it's still in that old currency that we're letting go of. So these are really, really significant times when we look at the sun conjunct Pluto. What can we release and let go of? This is our chance to really cut the cords with wherever and however we're still attaching ourselves to the old paradigm or any of the deep state tactics, any of the stuff that has been streamed through the television that we grew up with that hasn't been healthy. There's been a lot of good stuff, don't get me wrong, but we're going to create more of that kind of good stuff so that the content that we're exposed to inspires us, uplifts us, and is free of subliminals and frequencies that cause us a lot of stress and agitation. And of course, and I don't want to say this because it's not funny, but pedophile free, if you know what I mean. So all this is changing wherever we're unconsciously participating in it, wherever we're giving our power away, wherever we're losing ourselves to any form of dependency, we're going to change that because we are learning how to be self-healers. We're learning how to disconnect from the things that have so-called been carrying us. And even though some of it's been beneficial and there are some really well-intentioned doctors and medics out there, one of the greatest things that'll be empowered in 2022 is our capacity to feel into our pain, feel into our symptoms, get to know ourselves better, and actually thrive in the face of adversity instead of what they want to see, which is fear, greater enslavement, and dependency. And so we have the opportunity to truly break this on a astrological day that supports it in such an incredible way. It's no accident this synchronistically came together for the date of January 16th. So I just wanted to add that. Anybody else have anything to add before we close?
Man, you just barred out. That was amazing. Yes, to all that. Snaps.
Oh, thanks.
I'll do a poem before we close out.
Any final thoughts, Rocco or Charnel, before he does that?
I'm just really excited because I think this group is going to be, it's already amazing and everyone has so many different pieces. I know that everyone who comes and joins us is going to be the perfect people. And if you get a yes and you guys are watching and you're like, oh my gosh, yes, that's me, then definitely get on board. And I'm curious to see what happens out of all of this, us being together and doing this.
Yay, that's so cool.
Apparently my dog too.
Awesome. And it's so amazing to meet you, Rocco. I look forward to getting to know you more and hearing your presentation. It's been awesome to spend this time with you. And yes, take it away, Neil. It's always profound, his spoken word. It's just like, wow. Okay, it's always awesome to hear. And I'm just going to turn my camera off. He's going to close out. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Hope to see you there. It's going to be awesome. Thanks for tuning in tonight. And take it away, Neil.
Thank you. So since there's quite a lot of us tuned in right here, right now, it's a great opportunity for us to take some breaths together and just to synergize our hearts and our minds and souls together and set out an intention for the planet, for the upliftment of humanity, and for yourself. So before I do spoken word peace, I invite you all just to get comfortable. And just in a moment here, I'm just going to lead us in three breaths. But just right now, get comfortable and then just go ahead and breathe normally in this moment. Just continue to breathe normally. You can keep your eyes open. You can keep your eyes closed. And all we're going to do is take three deep breaths together. On the next exhale, let's begin with the first inhale, deep inhale through the nose. And exhale out the mouth. Inhale. Inhale. Now breathe normally once again and set your intention right now. Three intentions. Make an intention for yourself. Make an intention for everybody on the planet. And what is your intention for Earth? for Earth. In this world of calamity, with organized piety making people drop to their knees, we be the free. People see right in front. Time for the peripheral narrow-minded ignorance. Be the bigger man and see the benevolence. The interdimensional energy of love holds my truth above other dimensions. I'm an anti-level vacuum being sucked down with the pull of a black hole, recycled in this universe that shows acceptance, knows acceptance by accepting the predicament that we are all in. With all the government makes me think I do is all I do is a sin. Straight fear-mongering. So I write with a pen to show beginning to end. Just know we chose to be here. Tear perceptions of fear. And remember, Ja, we'll be waiting there. It's time to believe in yourself. To forget monetary wealth. To concentrate on your health. I felt lost stones pelt, body bloody. Judgment by those who say they love me. But what does love mean within these lower frequencies of emotions? Causing mental erosions. I'm frozen in a rapidly moving time. With holes in the heavens, flow of energy from realms of divine essence. These beings think that we're under their guide to receive lessons of ascension? No. The gods we show, the biblical portrayal of Jesus in pagan rituals, the deities we worship and bow, ask for forgiveness, and how can we reach the kingdom of heaven? Away from ourselves. Looking externally for personified God, indemnified soul of the old ancestry of the duality of friends and foes. Know this. The energy level will persist. The new world order doesn't matter one bit. No one world without singularity. Physical perceptions manifest in a realm of spirituality. No order, pure anarchy to set all of humanity in 13 different third dimensional planetary systems free. So follow me and we will all transcend and ascend to the fourth density. Thank you all so much. Hope to see some of you in a week from today.
Thank you so much, Neil. Thank you, everybody. Hope to see you next week. Thank you so much, Dr. Chanel and Rocco. Have a great rest of your evening, everybody.
Bye.
And happy freaking New Year. And it's going to be happy.
Yeah.
Yes. Bye, real kind of happy. Okay.